Hi, Erica. This is Sarah. How are you?
I'm good, Miss Sarah. You text me. No one, the person that called me, I called the number back. They never left a message. They never said anything. And I called.
I'm sorry.
So nobody else reached out back to me about anything. That's why I'm going to call you. Yeah, that's why I was calling you today anyway to see about how I clock in and out.
Okay. Do you have the HHA Exchange app on?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Let me get the mobile ID number.
Just a minute.
Let's Is it 114-1751 still?
I would think, hold on.
Uh-huh.
I would think. No, see, hold on, because I got another company in there. So hold on.
Mm-hmm. Because I didn't make it active yet. So
okay,
I just need to add.
Yeah. It's 114-1751.
Okay. Just give me 1 second.
No, this is Family First. Her name is Sarah.
Okay.
This is Family First, the company Family First, but her name is Sarah.
Okay, I just made that active. Let me just get everything. Give me a little bit, and I'll call you back. Just let me get everything set up, and then we can.
Okay, because we
can get you clocked in.
Okay, because I have my aunt here. And she wants to, like, she can talk. She knows everything going on. She don't want, she wants somebody.
Did you?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to say, did you ask her what I said?
Yes, I did. And she said, no, she just had a male that was here.
Okay.
So that's why we're switching companies. And he was doing 11 to 7, and he wasn't doing 11 to 7. He wasn't even coming in here. Like, we got him on camera because we have cameras now. So the kids was upset. Everybody was upset, even her and I, because she was in here by herself. But he's getting paid for it. And that wasn't fair.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So this is the thing, Ms. Sarah. My aunt wants to start off, Hilda wants to start off as she wants a caregiver for 16 hours. She wants somebody to be able to do a whole shift. She don't want too many different people in her home.
Right. So 16 hours straight? Is that you were going back to that?
Because
that's
break,
what we.
You can break it down, like I told you.
I can try. Yeah, I can try. I can definitely get the same caregiver to do the 11 to 7. The 8 to 4 and the 4 to 8, they may not be willing to do both and break it up.
Okay.
So I'm going to do the best I can to get the same people on.
Okay, so listen,
but
this is what I did.
Yeah.
I told you this. Mm-hmm. This is what you're going to put in for me. Okay, so 11 to 7 start tonight. That's 11 to 7 shift tonight.
Okay.
That's for tonight. And then tomorrow, I will do 8 to 12. 8 to 12, and then
that's
I
what
will...
I mean, 8 to 12 and 4 to 8. I didn't mean 8 to 4.
I know what you meant. I know what you meant. But this is how I broke it down. 8 to 12, and then clock out at 12. From 12 to 6, she can maneuver. Come back at 6 to 6. So it'll be the 4 hours in the morning and the 12 hours at the evening. If you can find somebody who's willing to do that. That's kind of easier, you know what I mean?
Okay.
They can take their break at 12. I'm going to be around, so it doesn't matter. But they can take their break at 12, come back at 6, and do 6 to 6.
All right, tell me what I want to make sure. Let me go into hers to make sure we got the authorization for all the hours, because I know we had gotten it for the 56, and I want to make sure we have for you.
But that's why I got hired here, because y'all not just bringing anybody in here yet. My aunt.
No, I know.
Okay.
No. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So right now we have the 56 hours. So we'll start with that, and then as soon as we get somebody on, we'll get the other hours. But so now you want 11 to 7 tonight? You're going to be working.
It's going to be 11 to 7. Yes, tonight. And then the Thursday
tomorrow
Friday,
is 8 to 12, and then 6 to 6.
Yep. And that's the rest of the, you know, till Saturday.
Okay. So let me update that. I'm going to get everything in the database, and we'll reach back out to you as soon as everything's set up. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Erica. Bye-bye.